That's Canadian world folk supergroup The Sultans of String with the track Turkish Greensleeves from their first holiday album, Christmas Caravan. Now, turning the notion of holiday music completely on its head, the new album features Quebecois fiddle tunes and collaborations with a traditional Turkish string ensemble and jumps from a classic Andrew Sister holiday sound to a Himalayan sleigh ride, African roots music, gypsy jazz, rumba flamenco, ska, and the grandeur of the symphony. You name it, it's in there. Well, to learn more about the new album, we're pleased to welcome back to Folk Roots Radio, Sultans of String fiddle maestro Chris McCool. How are you doing today, Chris?
Great, how are you?
Well, you must be very excited about this new album. You know, when I was doing my intro and reading through all of the different genres that are in this album, and you know, it's a Christmas album, but you've really tried to step it up to bring a lot of wonderful different world themes in there, and you also have some fabulous collaborators. So tell us a little bit about this project and why you wanted to do it.
Well, yeah, it's an interesting question because it's not really like the world needs another Christmas album. But you know, there was a conductor at one of the orchestras that we played with, which is one of the things we do just for complete crazy sound experience. He said to us, "You guys should really do a Christmas show." And I was like, "Oh, really? Why?" I don't really understand how that would look. And before our main entree had come at the dinner table, he and I had sketched out the entire framework of the show on a cocktail napkin. And I realized what a fun idea it was to bring the energy and drive of all those world music rhythms we love to play to these Christmas songs. I think part of it is that, you know, we end up hearing Christmas songs all through December, and we thought that we could really make a contribution to the repertoire and bring something different to the mix. But there's another side of it, which is that people know us predominantly as an instrumental band. And we've always had this kind of wish list that's been getting longer and longer in the back of our head of people we'd love to collaborate with sometime, singers. So this was an opportunity to kind of feed two birds with one seed, if you know what I mean. Have some songs that would work really great with singers while creating a new project. And so we made kind of a wish list of all the singers that I told the guys, it doesn't even matter how ridiculous it seems, make a list of all the people you'd like to work with, like collaborate with, songwrite with, record with. And then we just started calling them one by one. And lo and behold, we got super lucky because all our big heroes were available for the project, like Richard Bona, originally from Cameroon, joining us on Sing for Kwanzaa and arranging that song with us, and Alex Cuba singing with us on Feliz Navidad, and Ruben Blades, who's a Latin American superstar, singing with us on Happy Christmas. And it just kind of went on and on as the guest artist started giving us the thumbs up. We have like Nicky Yanofsky on the Christmas song, and Patty Maloney from the Chieftains playing penny whistle with us, and co-writing a song with Sweet Honey and the Rock, the a cappella all-African female group in the U.S., Crystal Shawanda, Mary Fall, and Rebecca Campbell, who tours with us, actually, during this Christmas Caravan tour. We call Rebecca Campbell our musical Swiss Army knife because she can play pretty much any key, any style. She can make up harmony spots on the fly. She's really amazing.
It sounds like a great project. I get the impression that all of these guests loved being invited to participate. I know some of my favorite Christmas albums have been things like the Chieftains' Bells of Dublin album, which has loads of wonderful guests on that. I play that every year. Did people record their pieces and send them to you, or how many people actually came together in the studio with you?
That's a good question, and it takes someone who's in the biz to even think of that one. It was a real mix. We flew Nicky Yanofsky in from Montreal to record the Christmas song with us, and I flew to New York City to record with Richard Bona and Ruben Blades. I mean, these guys are so busy that basically, when I got the yes from Richard Bonap, who's basically in a different country every single night, like literally a different country every night, when he told me that he would be in New York on a certain weekend, I think it was like 7 days away, I said, okay, I've got you for the Friday night. I'm booking my plane. I went online and I booked my ticket right there. And then with other folks like Patty, we've worked with Patty before. He recorded Penny Whistle Parts on our symphony album as well. And we did record, perform with him live on their U.S. tour. And that's how we ended up meeting Patty and the boys. But for his track, he wanted to take his time with it. So he's got a studio he works with in Ireland and a really great engineer over there. So we sent over the files and he recorded a bunch of Penny Whistle Parts and then he basically emailed them back. And we took it even a step further with Turkish Greensleeves, where through the miracles of modern technology and Facebook, we actually attached an MP3 to a Facebook message in Istanbul. These Roma string players arranged their parts, recorded it, and sent it back to us, and we would drop it in the track. And that was a pretty terrifying way to do it in a way, because as producer of the album, you kind of want to be there on the ground to see how things are going and to make suggestions and to make sure people are getting the vision that you have in your head. But in the end, it might be better that I wasn't there, because what they did is something that could not really be created and recorded in Canada. It just sounds very much like something that was done in a very different part of the world with different instruments, different kinds of mics, different mic techniques, different ways of capturing the recording, different arranging. And when they shipped it back and dropped it in, John, our engineer, and I both went like, wow, that's incredible. And then kind of the icing on the cake is I went to Prague with our engineer, John Beetle Bailey, and our videographer, Jake Rolls. And we ended up recording all the symphony parts there with the City of Prague Symphony Orchestra, which was a really fun and crazy experience. They use this Soviet-era recording studio with machines that looked like they came out of a nuclear bunker or something. And again, getting that classic sound that you've heard on 1,000 or 1,000,000 recordings coming out of Prague. Really a fun experience to be there and have the sound coming from sort of the seat of Western art music, so to speak.
Now, the album you mentioned was recorded and co-produced with Juno Award-winning engineer John Beetle Bailey. I get the impression in a project like this, the role of the recording engineer must be huge, because you have so many different artists to capture. You're going all over the world to actually pick up the, you know, the rhythms you want, some pieces, you know, people performing in different places. A lot to try and pull together when you, you know, actually start to come up with the mix for an album like this.
You know, I feel bad for the guy, because we really put him through the ringer on this one. Like, the Sing for Kwanzaa song was a song that originally started with me on violin and Kevin and Drew and Chendi, the rhythm section, literally in my garage with a couple of mics. That was the genesis of the song. And then we brought that into Canterbury Studios in Toronto and had Waleed Abdulhamid sing English vocals on it. And then a sub-mix of that went overseas to Europe and back to New York, where Richard Bona worked on some parts in a hotel room in Europe. And then we all met in New York City and we opened up the project again and recorded more parts. And then we brought it back to Toronto to mix. And every time it gets shuffled here and there, in the end, all the parts are like a big plate of jumbled spaghetti, and he had to sort out all the parts and where everything came from and separate the parts from submixes again. This might be, you know, a little bit technical for the listeners, but every track is a sound, and then as you go along the way, some of those sounds got mixed together, and then we had to separate them again so we could create a mix. So yeah, he really deserves an award for that song, sorting all that out.
Well, you know, it's interesting when I actually look at it, and we look at all these genres, and we talk about it, and I think, well, okay, well, how long is it before I hear the remix album? Because I get the impression that that's going to be in there. And I don't know how much of that you've done in the past. But, you know, if you look at all of the people that you've actually worked with, how long before we get the house mix or the, you know, the electronic mix of a Sultans of String album?
Oh, you know, it would be so fun to provide the whole project on a thumb drive and give it to people and say, okay, let's see what you can do. Because when you open up one of these songs, each song is like a project on a computer. When you open it up, there's sometimes like 150 tracks on it. And when John is searching for like the second oboe part or whatever, I see him scrolling along the screen looking for it, and he's scrolling. I don't know. I'd rather just keep this exactly as is and work on the next project, because there's always something else around the corner. And I don't know, I don't seem to be able to be good at doing simple things. I seem to pick really complicated projects and then work with enablers like John who make it even more complex. Like, I would normally go in and say, okay, I'm going to record a violin part on this, and I'd record it. And then John, the engineer behind the glass, says, you know, if you do that again, I can put it on both sides of the stereo spectrum and your part will be in stereo. So I do that. I record it again. And then he says, you know, if you do it a couple more times, it'll sound like a section. So here I am 2 hours later, and I've created this big orchestra part out of one simple little silly violin part I had in my head. And John's kind of like that. So you have to be careful when you put two enablers in the room together, because you end up with way too much to sort out in the end.
You know, it sounds like it was a lot of fun putting it all together, but I also obviously imagine an incredible amount of work. I'd like to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about the live performance of some of these songs, because Obviously part of the project is actually creating the album like this, and then the other part is to get out and tour it. What I would like to do is to pick another track from the album that I love. Now, I should let our listeners know that I am a big fan of instrumental Christmas music. Obviously, we started with Turkish Green Sleeves. We're going to finish with a song from the album. But I would like to play another instrumental now, simply because I think this instrumental, I don't know what it is about it. It's fun. To me, it captures that whole Christmas spirit. You know, it is very much a sleigh ride. It's entitled Himalayan Sleigh Ride. And it's a song that you wrote with Kevin LaLiberty, who you work with all the time as part of Sultans of String, and Anwar Khurshid. Now, the interesting thing about this, I'm going to let you talk in a second, is when I listen to this, I think, oh my God, I think if Mike Oldfield had got more into world music, he would have produced this, and I would be playing it every Christmas. So tell us about this track.
Well, yeah, so this song, Himalayan Sleigh Ride, our fifth CD, our last project, was a collaboration with Anwar Khurshid. He's an amazing sitar player, originally from Pakistan, living in Toronto now. And when we created the project Subcontinental Drift with him, it was like a dream come true for me. I was like a kid in a candy store, because I love the sound of the sitar and the whole East meets West fusion approach to music. And we created that album, we toured it, we still play together once in a while. But I feel like there's still so much more music that could come out of working together. And so I wanted to extend the fun a little bit. And we had a tour where we were crossing the BC mountains. And, you know, it was so fun, because many live audiences, many people have never seen sitar played live in their community. We're going through a lot of very small towns and some bigger towns. And as we were traveling through the snowy mountain ranges, we ended up finishing off this song called Himalayan Sleigh Ride, and we realized that it was our way of making that connection between the sounds of the East and the sounds of the West, the Himalayas and the gorgeous mountains we have here in Canada. And then we ended up shooting a video of it, which is on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/sultansofstring, which we shot entirely on iPhones, and you can see a little bit of our journey there.
It's lots of fun. Let's play that track just now. This is Himalayan Sleigh Ride from the Sultans of String, from their wonderful Christmas album, Christmas Caravan. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. That's the Sultans of String with Himalayan Sleigh Ride from their wonderful new album, Christmas Caravan. Chris McCool, the fiddle maestro with the Sultans, is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today, and we're having lots of fun talking about Christmas music, this wonderful album, and the touring of the album, because as I mentioned before the break, part of the project is making the album, the other part is getting out and touring it. So tell us a little bit about the touring of Christmas Caravan.
Well, it's a good question, how to tour such a monster project, but we've got a 6-piece band to tour Christmas Caravan across the country, which includes myself on violin, Kevin Laliberté and Eddie Payton on guitars, playing everything from nylon to steel to electric guitars, Drew Burstyn on bass. He's an amazing player. He's played on giant pop stages with artists like Chantal Kravyazuk. Rosendo Chende Leon, originally from Cuba, brings a whole world of Cuban and world and African and Middle Eastern percussion to the band. And I mentioned before, we have a musical Swiss Army knife, Rebecca Campbell, who is really a great player, like a great musician. I've worked with a lot of singers that, you know, they have certain keys that they're comfortable with and they sound great in those keys. Rebecca is the kind of musician who can somehow, with her voice, I don't know how she does it, can sing in pretty much any key. She's got an insane range of, like, I don't know, 4 octaves or something. And she's also amazing at slipping in those harmony parts here and there. So she's our special guest vocalist for the tour right across the country. A lot of dates in Ontario, and then we start flying away to dates through the prairies.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be lots of fun. Now, if people want to get information on the dates, how can they do that?
Oh, sultansofstring.com is sort of the one-stop shop. And hit the tour page, and you'll have details on our shows. Peterborough, Ottawa, Kitchener, Toronto, London, Aurora, North Bay, Picton, Sault Ste. Marie, Elliott Lake, Winnipeg, Moose Jaw, Saskatoon, North Battleford, and Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. And I'm still trying to make a song about that. But
I think there may already be a song with those in.
Everywhere, man, and Sudbury that we just added.
But there's not a Christmas version or a world music version, so who knows? Maybe it'll be on the next album. Chris, as always, it's a great pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
I mentioned earlier we are going to play one of the songs from the album that features the wonderful Rebecca Campbell. And I think it's a perfect way to finish because it is your version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and it really is your version. I think you have taken a song that has been covered by an awful lot of people somewhere different, and I want to give you a chance to talk about that song and why you wanted to include it.
Yeah, I joke with the audience that now we're going to sing that great Canadian holiday sing-along classic, Hallelujah. And by the way, count how many times you hear the word Christmas in that song. You know, it's not a Christmas song at all, and yet it just seems to find its way into holiday shows because it's such an amazing song. And, you know, I feel a little bit bad because even Leonard Cohen himself, rest his soul, said, okay, people, we don't need any more recorded versions of this song. Can you all stop playing it? But the thing is, audiences were asking us for it, and I feel like you have to balance what seems like great artistic choices to play and what audiences like to hear. And so when we were fooling around with the song, we discovered playing it in this Lumba Flamenca style from southern Spain. And when I heard Rebecca sing it, my jaw almost dropped. And I realized that we needed to put this song in the album because when I heard the way Rebecca did a vocal on it, the hair was standing on the back of my neck, and I really wanted to share that with people.
It's a perfect way to finish a great interview. It's always a great pleasure to talk to you, Chris. This is the Sultans of String with their version of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, featuring the wonderful Rebecca Campbell from the album Christmas Caravan. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And thanks again, Chris, and have wonderful fun on the tour.
Thanks a lot, Jan.
like this, though.